I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. So, John, Netflix, we've all had those red envelopes, a lot of us, coming to our house with DVDs. Then we've moved to streaming, and now they are moving into a whole new area. They are going to do original programming.
Yeah, and not in a modest way. They have committed to, in theory, make House of Cards, which is a show that David Fincher is going to direct, at least the pilot. Kevin Spacey's involved in.
Heard of him. He's going to be in it. It's based on a BBC series, a British series that ran for a while in England about a very evil politician who climbs the ladder and really literally will stop at nothing, and I mean nothing, to achieve his ends.
Sounds very topical. But it is not a modest deal. I mean, they're committing, in theory, to 26 episodes, maybe as much as $3 or $4 million an episode. They're not asking for a pilot. It's a huge roll of the dice for Netflix, and it's really a turnabout of their business model. I mean, in January of this year, the company's chief executive, Reed Hastings, said specifically that they were not interested in the content creation business, and they have a incredibly successful video streaming business. It's the majority of the market. And I think they're trying to become maybe a new kind of network.
So Netflix is going to, you know, make these available for you to stream. And, you know, it's unconventional. There's been some question as to whether people will find this. You know, it's going to be like there's no television structure in which to market this. Although why Netflix couldn't take an ad out during on television, I don't know. They probably can and will and say, watch this on Netflix.
Well, and as big as Netflix business is, they have 20 million subscribers, which is a big number for the business it's in. But if every one of those subscribers watched House of Cards, it would be a huge hit show. But that's not going to happen. If they get 10% of their subscribers to watch the show, that's 2 million viewers. Again, that's, you know, pretty good for maybe Netflix, but not great for a network television channel.
You know, clearly this kind of thing is dicey. I mean, trying to create original programming, a lot of people have gotten hurt and wiped out in Hollywood. Nonetheless, Netflix has been very canny about its business so far. The industry is scared of Netflix. Time Warner's CEO, Jeff Bukas, has already said their model doesn't make sense. They're spending too much money for content, a lot of criticism. But Netflix has turned into a big, strong, innovative company, and it's not the only one that is wading into the Hollywood waters.
Facebook is going to make Dark Knight available for its many, many millions of members. And DirecTV, again, it's a satellite channel. They did Friday Night Lights. They're doing Damages. So I don't know if this is in reaction to the usual places for production kind of backing out and being more cautious, or that these companies like Facebook, DirecTV, Netflix, think that they can be a relevant network and distributor of original content.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Would you be up to watch House of Cards on Netflix? Would you be up to watch Dark Knight on Facebook? Leave a comment at kcrw.com/Hollywood Breakdown.